Well, the pandemic will eventually end, but the coronavirus may be with us for years to come. To be more specific, most epidemiologists think the virus will continue to circulate in pockets of the global population, even if vaccines severely limit its spread and blunt its worst effects. Scientifically speaking, that would mean the virus will become endemic. But what does that mean for everyday life? Well, Jenny Levine is a postdoctoral fellow at Emory University, and she's here to help us understand. Welcome.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here.
We're glad to have you, and you were the lead author of a recent paper in the journal Science that modeled how the coronavirus could become endemic. So how would that happen?
Well, the first thing to note is that for something to become endemic, it just means that it circulates all the time. So lots of things are endemic, like influenza, for example. But the key thing that we show in that paper is not only is the coronavirus likely to become endemic, it is likely to become mild in its endemic state, which is a very optimistic scenario for us people on this planet Earth.
Yeah, mild sounds better, but the fact that it could continue to circulate may be disappointing for people who've been thinking, well, won't we just have so much immunity from either people who've already had COVID-19 or people who've gotten vaccinated? Wouldn't the virus eventually have no way to spread?
That can happen for certain pathogens that interact with our immune system in a way that generates very, very strong immunity. So to get that kind of herd immunity that lasts a long time, you really need to have immunity that lasts at least decades, maybe lifelong, so that really the only new people coming into the population that are susceptible are babies. And then you can vaccinate them and really mitigate the spread of the disease. And that's, for example, what we do with measles. You have very, very long-lasting immunity to it. So as long as we just keep vaccinating kids as they're born, the population doesn't support the spread of the virus. Unfortunately, SARS-CoV-2 does not seem to have that kind of long-lasting transmission-blocking immunity, which means that it's much more likely to remain endemic. As people's immunity wanes, people can get reinfected and then spread the virus. But so long as the immunity that we have against severe disease is long-lasting, which seems relatively likely, it will keep circulating, but people will not be getting very sick from it anymore because they will have had some amount of immunity from either a prior infection or a vaccination.
One other thing that we've all been watching with some alarm, of course, is new variants of this coronavirus emerging in different parts of the world. And that's one of the concerns, right, that perhaps variants develop after the coronavirus becomes endemic. So is there a risk that we could find our antibodies and vaccines are no longer effective against this coronavirus over time and that we'll have to get new vaccinations every year?
It is possible. Certainly the variants are something that we need to be watching carefully. And in particular, watching how severe are reinfections. So just as over time, immunity can wane and you might no longer have transmission blocking immunity, so you can get infected, but you don't get very sick. It seems likely that with many of the variants, you can get infected with a new variant sooner than you could with the variant that you were initially infected with, so reinfected with a different strain more quickly. But our hope is, and it seems very likely, that you still won't get very, very sick from that infection with a new variant because you'll have partial immunity from your previous infection with a different variant. And there's a bunch of immunological research that's going on right now that's really showing that different components of our immunity, antibody-based immunity versus T-cell-based immunity, for example, they wane at different rates. So the antibodies wane faster, the T-cells wane a bit slower, and the antibodies are more specific to a strain, so they're less protective against a new variant, whereas the T cells are more protective against a new variant. So we're hoping, and it seems reasonable given the scientific evidence that we are gathering at this point and the studies that immunologists are doing, that the variants will still be fairly mild in people who were previously infected or vaccinated, even with a different strain. But this is a key and really crucial thing to be measuring now, because it is absolutely true that if that doesn't hold, then we really need to be focusing very quickly on rapidly developing updated vaccines for those new strains.
So is there anything that we should be doing to prepare for the endemic outcome that your model predicts? And I'm thinking, for example, of some of the COVID-19 long haulers, some of whom say they actually didn't have a very severe case at the outset, but they feel lingering effects over time. Is that something that we can prepare for, perhaps, in a future where the coronavirus is endemic?
That's a great question. I think the other really key thing to be following is, so for the people who are experiencing that right now, first of all, we just need to be figuring out what we can do to mitigate that for them. And hopefully people who get, let's say, a vaccine and then maybe a few years in the future get a reinfection, we hope that they will not have those long-haul symptoms, but we of course don't know. So that's something to be watching for. Similarly, like whether those long-haul symptoms are happening much in young children is really crucial to keep finding out. So in a sense, the long-haul symptoms make the disease more severe. It's not severe in that immediate short acute phase, but it's more severe in the long run. And if there is that kind of severity in young children, then our strategy is definitely going to have to change to really mitigate transmission, even among young children.
Jenny Levine is a postdoctoral fellow at Emory University and lead author of a recent paper in the journal Science about how the coronavirus could go from pandemic to endemic. Jenny, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.